afternoon. A tune called Mankind. It's 8 minutes past 3 o'clock. And as a regular on a Tuesday, we're talking with Barry Chapman, who is Mr. Plumbing in Ballito. He's the drain specialist, the geezer specialist, and the
leak specialist.
The leaks are the problem, man. Especially now that... we're going to talk about two things today. Leaks are one of the things that are really on my mind, because although it's been raining quite regularly in Ballito of late, and looks like we might have some this afternoon again, very concerning that in the catchment areas further inland, farmers are saying that they are extremely worried because there's been no rainfall. It's been way below average.
It's all been coastal rain.
Yeah. And that coastal rain doesn't fill up the dams. It just literally waters your garden and creates a sense of well-being. But the reality is that our catchment areas are dry. The dams are beginning to dry, are beginning to drop in level, which means pretty much a guarantee that there are going to be water shortages going forward. And the last thing you want in your domestic or business setup is to be wasting water through leakage. Because bottom line is, water is a precious thing. It is, water is life, and without it, you've 100%. Got a major problem. So detecting for leaks, preventing leaks from taking place, and once you find a leak, the sorting out there of issues that are core critical to where we're going. So let's talk about firstly the detection, because I reckon, and I'm just, this is just a sort of like off the cuff observation, I would suggest that with most buildings, dwellings that are over a certain age, there will be some kind of leakage in the plumbing system. Would that be a reasonable observation?
Yeah, infrastructure ages, movement of ground, all sorts of things, and you end up with little pinhole pricks that then, as the water flows through, they get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and you probably don't even realize that. Just watch that particular tree growing beautifully and you're wondering why. And then, of course, you're accusing those that charge you for the water that you use of robbing you blind, because you'll never be using that amount of water, but you could well have a leak.
100%. Yeah. So there's a couple of things on the market with regards to monitoring. It's like a sub-meter you put in after your municipal water meter, and it links onto an app, and it gives you a 24-hour delayed update on what your water consumption has been that day. You physically have to go into the app and go check it. If there is an excessive use, you can set limits on it. It then sends you an SMS notification saying that there's a problem.
That would be from the water meter to your house. So it wouldn't actually detect anything leaking. Oh, it would. It would pick up just the excessive usage. Of course it would. Yeah.
So that's early detection. And then the other thing is, we have clients that literally every Friday morning or every Saturday morning, they'll get up and go check their water meter and have a look at the reading and see whether it's in a constant pattern. Also, a good thing to do is to close everything in your house, make sure nothing's running, and then go look at your water meter. Just observe it for 5 minutes.
I was going to say, is that something that is a reliable kind of test?
100%, yeah.
Definitely. So if everything is switched off and no toilets are filling and literally you've closed off everything, that meter should stand dead still.
100%. So we've got two different kinds of water meters in our area. You've got the water meter with the roll of numbers on it. You've got the red numbers and the white numbers. So the red numbers start off with 100 milliliters, 1 liter, tens of liters, hundreds of liters. And then the first white number is your kiloliters, which is read by the council. So 100 milliliters, that's one entire revolution of that thing is 100 milliliters. So that is a fair amount of movement that you're going to notice on that particular water meter. Then the other water meter that you have has just got a roll of four numbers, which is your kiloliter readings, but then it's got all the little dials with the clocks on them. And those are extremely sensitive. It's got a little black dial in the middle of it that's got no numbers or anything, it's just a couple of markings. And that can pick up literally a drop of water coming out of the system, it will move.
Wow. And this, you've got access to, it's not like the electrical box that you've, that's sealed, you can't get into to have a look. This is, you've got access to your water meter, haven't
you? Yes, you've got free access to your water meter to observe it, to have a look and see whether there are issues like that.
So this should be almost a mandatory thing for a homeowner or a business owner, if you own the block or you're paying for it, the water usage, to check the meter on a regular basis. I mean, how, I've never even thought of it, but it makes sense now.
Yeah, once a week. Once a week, just get out there, go have a look, take a reading. And, I mean, most of my clients have just got a little A5, little black book, one of those ones that we used to have in school.
Yeah.
And he just writes it in there, the date and the meter reading, and then the difference between the two. And if there's a jump, picks up the phone and phones and goes, right, I've noticed a problem, and I've observed the water meter for a little while and it's moving and nothing's open in the house.
Wow.
Sure, no problem. We'll come out and have a look.
Now, how do you test? Because it's could be a massive undertaking, and it could be leaking anywhere.
So one of our, we generally like to try and isolate the garden from the house to split the two. In the case that we can do that, we will, because it makes it quicker for us and cheaper for you as the consumer at the end of the day. Our primary source of detection is we pump a gas into your water line. It's
from the meter.
Yeah, well, anywhere into your water line. So generally you use a garden tap or something like that. We'll close off the water meter, close off entries into the house, and then we'll pump the gas into the line, and we then scan the entire property with a gas detector, and it will pick up an area where the gas is. Once we've picked up that area with the gas, we then take our audio equipment, which is like a doctor's stethoscope on steroids, because it's, you know, it's very sensitive audio equipment. And that has earth spikes, ground marks, prongs, all sorts of weird and wonderful things that you can then put it onto the ground or onto pavers or into the ground with the spikes, and you can physically listen to the sound of the gas and the water coming out together.
So you will hear a hissing or a bubble,
and then you can then pinpoint it to a specific location.
And thereafter you've got to dig.
And then after, it's good old-fashioned spade work.
And obviously it's an investment, because if you leave that leak, the cost of the water alone is massive. But then the implication further down the line, in terms of running into from a nation's perspective, you know, we don't have water to waste.
So the one big thing that you've got to remember as well, with us, you get your water usage, and then for every one unit of water usage you have one unit of sewer discharge. So, and the sewer discharge or sewer treatment is far more expensive than
the water purification and
than your water coming in. So, your bill might be 1,600 rand this month and 15 grand next month, because you've leaked out so much water and you've got sewer charges on top of it, which hasn't even gone down the drain.
Wow.
So, it's imperative that you just be a little more aware of your water consumption.
So that's top tip. Check your meter, and if you believe you've got it, I mean, obviously if you see a damp patch on the wall of your house, or you actually see water spraying in your garden, that's obvious. But it's the not so obvious problems that you might want a early detection, prevention better than cure. The next thing I wanted to ask you, in a sort of personal interest here, I saw a top tip on the ubiquitous YouTube about increasing your shower pressure from the shower head. And apparently it's not a particularly difficult thing to do. Whether this is an international or South African, I don't know. But apparently all shower heads have got a restrictor. And if you pull the restrictor out, it increases the pressure. Is that nonsense? Or is that
so not all shower heads have restrictors. Oh. A lot of the newer ones have got restrictors in them. And yes, you can remove the restrictor.
Does it make a difference?
It makes a vast difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why would they put the restrictor in the
water saving?
Ah.
Yeah. So a lot of our rain showers and things like that are supposed to, you know, stand under the shower, it's supposed to feel like rain.
Mm.
But most of us good old South Africans, after a hot, sweaty day, want to get high pressure cleaned when you get into the shower. So,
a massage.
You know, we have clients that go buy a 7-10,000 rand shower rose and then complain that the thing doesn't spray hard enough. You know, this rain shower is just, there's no power. And then you dismantle the thing and you take out the restrictor. But the unfortunate part about taking this restrictor out is you are losing the warranty or any guarantee that you have on the product.
But it's doable and it will give you a more robust shower.
100%.
And if that's what you're looking for and you don't know how to do it yourself, you give Barry a ring and is it not a huge job, I believe?
No, not at all.
Doable, and although you lose the warranty, if it's done properly, you probably won't damage it.
Nah.
100%. So there it is. Two top tips from the boss, the plumbing boss, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing, and we'll catch up in a week's time for another, if you're available. I know everyone's kind of planning year-end escapes right now, but
no, we'll be here.
We'll see you in a week's time.
Beautiful.
And if you've got a plumbing problem of any description, listen to this.
Hi, I'm Kerry Miller, and recently my shit hit the fan, so I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Ugh, is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts, and the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geyser specialist, and of course, your leak specialist. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.